Blackstone Audio presents James Dean, Little Boy Lost, by Joe Hyams, with Jay Hyams. This book is read by Christopher Lane. To Hortense and Marcus Winslow, and to Marcus Winslow, Jr., the Keeper of the Flame. My candle burns at both ends, it will not last the night. But ah, my foes, and oh, my friends, it gives a lovely light. Edna St. Vincent Millay. Introduction. His visits began with the distant sound of a motorcycle, and as the sound grew louder, my son Jay would grow increasingly excited. When the roar of the motorcycle came down our street and then stopped in front of our house, Jay would shriek, "Jimmy's here! Jimmy's here!" Booted feet would stamp up the front steps, and then the door would burst open. James Dean never knocked or came in the way anybody else did. He always made an entrance. Most often he was carrying a paper bag full of ice cream containers. He came to our house often because he said he missed Marky, the young cousin he had grown up with in Indiana, and Jay, then 5, was about Marky's age. Jimmy had a remarkable ability to communicate with children, the younger the better. He listened attentively to Jay's stories about his school friends and asked the questions one youngster asks another. Why do you like so-and-so? Is he stronger than you? Are you afraid of the dark? He paid close attention to the answers and to the body language. I sometimes felt he knew more about my son than I myself did. He and Jay would often break up with laughter, their sentences left unfinished, interrupted by conspiratorial giggles. My wife Ellie watched with an...